So the discussion this afternoon is how to cut the knot of material affection.
Večeras ćemo govoriti o presjecanju čvora materijalne privlačnosti.
There was once a wedding party in Bengal, and they were going in a large group to the house of the bride.
Za vrijeme jednog vjenčanja u Bengalu, velika grupa je krenula sudionika u tom vjenčanju, uzvanika, krenula je prema kući vlade.
In India, the wedding is usually hosted by the father of the bride, and where someone is from, where the groom is from one village and the bride is from another village, therefore the party of the groom has to travel to the village of the bride.
U Indiji se vjenčanje obično održava u mladinoj kući. Tako da ako je mladoženja iz jednog sela, a mlada iz drugog, onda svi ovi sa strane mladoženje moraju putovati u selo gdje živi mlada.
In India, weddings are usually quite a grand affair.
U Indiji su vjenčanja prilično tako značajan događaj.
And in fact, they are the foundation of a solid culture.
I oni su, ona se zapravo nalaze u temelju solidne kulture.
Because householders comprise the largest body of society. Most people are married. And, okay, go ahead.
Jer u društvu obično ima najviše obiteljskih ljudi. Većina ljudi je ipak oženjena.
And religious principles very much depend upon strong family life.
A religijska načela jako ovise o dobrom obiteljskom životu.
So anyway, the party of the groom was traveling and they came to a very wide river which they had to cross.
Uzvanici mladoženje su putovali prema tom selu gdje stanovala mlada i tom prilikom su naišli na jednu široku rijeku koju su trebali prijeći.
So it was approaching night time, the sun was going down, and they engaged a boatman to ferry them across the river.
Približavala se večer, sunce već bilo na zalazu i oni su angažirali jednog lađara da ih preveze preko rijeke.
In the countryside in India, the boats are still very simple.
U Indiji izvan gradova na selu čamci brodice su još uvijek jako jednostavni.
Oftentimes the boat will hold about 40 or maybe 50, sometimes when they push it, 60 people sitting on benches in the boat. It's just a simple boat.
To je obično vrlo jednostavan čamac u kojem su samo neke klupe na koje može stati oko 40 ili 50 ili ako se dobro naguraju 60 ljudi.
And the boatman has a very long and simple oar, O-A-R, you know what that is? Okay. Which goes out the back of the boat and he makes it go forward by pushing it back and forth.
A lađar ima jednu dugu, jednostavnu motku koja seže daleko izvan ruba čamca pomoću koje upravlja njime.
So they don't always go at 20 knots or 15 knots. Usually it's quite a slower journey.
Zbog toga baš često ne putuju 20 ili 50 čvorova na sat, već čvorova zapravo. Zato je obično to putovanje puno sporije.
So this journey was going to take the whole night.
I tako je to putovanje trebalo trajati cijelu noć.
So all the members of the family of the groom, they were seated in the boat and they cuddled up to one another. In other words, they lay down on each other and went to sleep while the boatman was engaged to go across the river.
I tako su se svi članovi obitelji mladoženje stisli u tom brodiću i skvrčili se jedan do drugoga kako bi tu odspavali noć, a lađar je usmjeravao bar.
So the boatman rowed very sincerely all night long, and the party of the groom slept very sincerely all night long.
Lađar je cijelu noć vrlo iskreno upravljao s tim brodom, a cijela ta obitelj mladoženjina je isto tako iskreno odspavala cijelu noć.
So about 5 o'clock or so, when the sun came up in the morning, all the members of the wedding party started to awake.
Oko 5 sati ujutro, kada je sunce počelo se dizati na nebu, svi članovi obitelji mladoženje su se počeli buditi.
Then one of the members of the party noticed that they were still on the same shore that they had started out on.
I onda jedan član obitelji mladoženje ustanovio da su se zapravo, da se još uvijek nalaze na istom onom mjestu uz obalu sa kojeg su krenuli.
Although the boatman had been rowing all night, they hadn't made any progress.
Iako je ovaj lađar veslao cijelu noć, oni uopće ni malo se nisu napredovali.
So he cried out and everybody awoke and everybody was quite angry. And they accosted the boatman, "What is this?"
I onda je taj čovjek digao uzbunu i svi su vidjeli šta se događa, da se još uvijek nalaze na istom mjestu, svi su se razgnjevili i zapitali su lađara, "Šta je ovo? Šta se događa?"
So the boatman was bewildered. He said, "I rowed all night. I don't know. It usually works."
Lađar je bio zbunjen i rekao je, "Nemam pojma. Cijelu noć sam veslao. Obično kad tako radim, onda se maknemo neki."
And then everybody went to the back of the boat and they looked in the water and the boatman had forgotten to pull up the anchor.
I onda su se svi sjatili na zadnji dio čamca i ustanovili su da je lađar zaboravio podići sidro.
So if we are rowing our boat towards the spiritual shore, but we still keep our anchor in the material side of the river, then it's going to be very difficult for us to make progress.
Ako u svom čamcu veslamo na duhovnoj obali, ali nam je sidro i dalje ostalo bačeno na materijalnoj strani rijeke, onda će nam biti jako teško napredovati.
We have to somehow give up our material attachments, which are compared to this anchor.
Nekako moramo odbaciti tu privrženost prema materijalnom koja se uspoređuje sa sidrom.
So, just to give an idea how this can be done, I'll read a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, just the translation, 4:42.
Da bi vam dao predodbu tome kako se to može učiniti, pročitat ću prijevod stiha iz Bhagavad Gita.
Chapter 4, entitled Transcendental Knowledge, text number 42. Therefore, the doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be slashed with the weapon of knowledge. Armed with yoga, O Bharata, stand and fight.
Riječ je o 42. stihu u 4. poglavlja koje se zove transcendentalno znanje. Stoga oružjem znanja sasjeci sumnje koje su se pojavile u tvom srcu zbog neznanja. Naoružan jogom, o Barata, ustani i bori se.
So this knot of material affection that we have is actually there because of ignorance.
Ovaj čvor privrženosti materijalnim stvarima je tu zbog našeg neznanja.
We are sat chit ananda. We are eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. That is our constitutional position as spirit soul.
Mi smo sat chit ananda. Vječni smo, puni smo znanja i blaženstva. To je naš prirodni položaj nas kao duhovne duše.
Everything in the material world, movable or non-movable, is asat, achit, and near ananda. It is temporary, asat, it is full of ignorance, achit, and it is near ananda. It is without any ananda or bliss.
Sve u ovom materijalnom svijetu, bilo da je pokretno ili nepokretno, je privremeno, puno je neznanja i lišeno je blaženstva.
Ananda is different than suk and duk.
Ananda se razlikuje od suke i duke.
Suk and duk mean happiness and distress, which we get by or through sense gratification, through the body.
Suk i duk znači sreća i nesreća, koju doživljavamo ugađanjem našim osjetilima, odnosno preko našeg tijela.
Whereas ananda means ever increasing ecstasy or joy that does not depend on any material circumstance.
Dok ananda znači zanos ili radost koja neprestano raste i ne ovisi o nikakvim materijalnim uvjetima.
Krishna says, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. All living beings are my parts and parcels. We are a tiny quantum of spiritual energy, equal to God in quality.
Krishna kaže, sva živa bića su moji sastavni dijelovi. Mi smo tek mali dijelić duhovne energije koji je Bogu istovjetan po kakvoći.
We are different from God in quantity, therefore we have forgotten our spiritual identity, therefore we are covered by illusion. God is never covered by ignorance.
Prema količini se razlikujemo od Boga i zbog toga smo zaboravili svoj duhovni identitet i prekriveni smo neznanjem ili iluzijom, a Boga ta iluzija nikada ne može prekriti.
But we have the same qualities, and one of the qualities of God is that He is always joyful, blissful.
Ali imamo iste odlike, a jedna od Božjih odlika je da je On uvijek radostan ili pun blaženstva.
So just like if I have a gold ring, I don't know the quantity of gold in the gold mine, but I can tell the quality of the gold by examining my ring.
Isto tako, ako imam zlatni prsten, ja ne znam kolika je količina zlata u zlatnom rudniku, ali mogu reći kakva je kvaliteta zlata ako istražim taj moj, proučim taj moj zlatni prsten.
We are meant to experience the same bliss as God.
Mi smo namijenjeni tome da doživimo isti taj isto blaženstvo kao i Bog.
So we have to use our intelligence to understand how we are missing out on this wonderful opportunity in human life.
Stoga trebamo iskoristiti svoju inteligenciju da shvatimo kako propuštamo tu izvanrednu priliku u ljudskom obliku života.
Of all the different species of life, human beings are considered to be the most intelligent.
Među svim različitim vrstama života, ljudska bića se smatraju najinteligentnijima.
It is not that we are better than the animals in eating and sleeping and mating and defending. Many of them do those things better than we do.
Ne radi se o tome da smo od životinja bolji u jedenju, spavanju, razmnožavanju i obrani. Mnogo životinja te aktivnosti obavlja puno bolje nego mi sami.
You have heard many times, and it is a fact if you examine that animals such as elephants can eat much more than we can.
Čuli ste to sigurno puno puta, a ustanovit ćete i da je to činjenica ako istražite stvar, da životinje, recimo slon, poput slona, mogu jesti puno više nego mi.
Today we will be pleased to serve all of you a plate of nice Krishna prasadam vegetarian foodstuff.
Večeras će nam biti drago svima vama poslužiti tanjur Krišninog prasadama, vegetarijanske hrane.
Maybe some of you can eat two plates.
Možda netko od vas može pojesti dva tanjura.
Maybe some of you who are really hungry can eat three plates.
Možda netko drugi, treći, koji je stvarno gladan, može pojesti tri tanjura.
But an elephant devotee, we had some very nice elephant devotees on our padiyatra. Not you, Thomas Love.
Ali bhakta slon. Mi smo u padiyatri imali nekoliko jako finih slonova koji su bili bhakte.
An elephant can eat hundreds and hundreds of plates of prasadam at one sitting.
Bhakta slon može, ili običan slon može odjednom pojesti na stotine tanjura prasadama.
A bear can sleep for 6 months in a year.
Medvjed može spavati 6 mjeseci godišnje.
Some of us who were formerly in the counterculture movement doing pharmaceutical research.
Neki od nas koji su prije bili na ovim kontra, kako se zove to?
Kontrakultura.
Kontrakultura pokretima i bavili se istraživanjima u farmaceutskoj industriji.
We got into the habit of resting sufficiently long. But we could never sleep for 6 months in a year. And pigeons are the ultimate hippies. They can have sex 5 times, 10 times in an hour.
Oni mogu imati seksualni odnos 5 ili 10 puta u jednom satu. 5 ili 10 seksualnih odnosa u jednom satu.
Pigs make no discrimination.
Svinje puno ne biraju.
And tigers are very expert at eating meat.
A tigrovi su vješti u jedenju mesa.
They don't have to cook it, they don't have to soften it by smoking it, they don't have to put spices, they don't have to do anything. They just rip open the flesh and eat.
Ne moraju ga kuhati, obekšavati, dodavati mu nekakve začine. Ništa od svega toga ne moraju raditi. Jednostavno razderu životinju ili što god i pojedu friško.
Our intelligence is meant to be used for understanding our eternal relationship with God.
Svoju inteligenciju trebamo iskoristiti za razumijevanje našeg vječnog odnosa s Bogom.
If we don't use the opportunity, then there's every chance that we will lose the human form of life and go to that form of life where we are best suited.
Ako tu priliku ne iskoristimo, najvjerojatnije će nam se dogoditi da ćemo izgubiti ljudski oblik života i dobit ćemo neki koji nam puno bolje pristaje.
Anyway, for thousands and thousands and even millions of years, Vedic culture has directed sincere and intelligent persons towards self-realization.
Tisućama i milijunima godina vedska kultura je usmjeravala istrede i inteligentne osobe prema samospoznaji.
The most famous and most exhaustive body of scriptural knowledge are the Vedas, the ancient Vedas of India.
Drevne Vede sadrže najviše
complete, unlimited, exhaustive.
Yeah. Neiscrpno. Vede, drevne vede su neiscrpno vrelo znanja.
You could not read all the Vedas in one lifetime.
U jednom životu ne možete pročitati sve vede.
So there, in the most highly respected of all the Vedic texts, the Vedanta Sutra, it is stated, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now, Atato means now, that you have come to this human life after millions of births, inquire about your spiritual life.
U najpoštovanijem od svih vedskih spisa, Vedanta Sutri, rečeno je Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Sada, kada se stekli ovaj ljudski oblik života, je vrijeme za raspitivanje o svrsi života.
Everybody is asking questions and giving answers wherever you go in society.
Kud god odete u društvu, postavljaju se neka pitanja i daju se odgovori.
But generally everything is in relationship to this temporary body and this temporary world and temporary happiness.
Ali obično je sve povezano s ovim privremenim tijelom, ovim privremenim svijetom i privremenom srećom.
Hardly anyone is inquiring about the purpose of human life.
Jedva da se itko raspituje o svrsi ljudskog života.
It is so sad.
To je jako tužno.
So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, first chapter, there is a description how some 5,000 years ago some sages met in a very holy forest, not in the middle of the city, in a big building somewhere with tables and chairs and videos. No, they met in a very sacred and holy forest.
U Srimad Bhagavatamu, u prvom pjevanju i prvom poglavlju, opisano je kako su se prije nekih 5000 godina mudraci okupili na svetom mjestu, ne u nekoj zgradi usred grada sa nekim stolovima i videoima, već u vrlo svetoj šumi.
They wanted to perform austerity and sacrifice for 1000 years.
Željeli su vršiti žrtvovanja i strogosti narednih 1000 godina.
They could see that this age of darkness, which we are now presently in, called Kali Yuga, was coming.
Mogli su vidjeti da dolazi ovo doba tame u kojem se sada nalazimo i koje se naziva Kali Yuga.
And being desirous of the welfare of all living beings, they wanted to do something that would bless people.
Želeći dobrobit svim živim bićima, htjeli su učiniti nešto što će blagosloviti ljude.
So they they elected from amongst themselves one person to be their guide or their guru.
I onda su među sobom izabrali jednu osobu da bude njihov vodič, njihov guru.
His name was Suta Goswami.
On se zvao Suta Goswami.
And they first of all offered him respect.
Najprije su mu odali poštovanje.
Tvam nasam darsito datram dashtaram nishtitirsatam kaling satva harang pungsan karna dara ivarnavam. They said that we want to accept you as our leader.
Rekli su mu da ga žele prihvatiti za svog vođu.
The same thing in the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna and Krishna were great friends.
Ista stvar se odvija i u Bhagavad Gita. Krishna i Arjuna su bili veliki prijatelji.
But when Arjuna became bewildered and depressed because of the impending battle, he turned to Krishna and he changed his mood towards Krishna.
Ali kada se Krishna, kada se Arjuna zbunio i deprimirao zbog bitke koja se trebala uskoro odviti, onda je promijenio svoje raspoloženje i okrenuo se u tom novom raspoloženju prema Krišni.
And he said that I now want to accept you as my spiritual master, please instruct me.
I onda mu je rekao, sada te želim prihvatiti kao svog duhovnog učitelja. Molim te, pouči me.
So then these saintly persons, sages, rishis, they asked Suta Goswami six very intelligent, important questions.
I onda su ove svete osobe, mudraci, riši, upitali Suta Goswamija šest vrlo važnih i inteligentnih pitanja.
Our system of learning today generally has nothing to do with character.
Naš sustav učenja danas obično nema nikakve veze s karakterom.
We approach a teacher for some very academic, materialistic knowledge, and we may think the guy is just a fool, and he may be, and generally probably is just a fool, but we pay him some money and he gives us some so-called knowledge.
Mi učiteljima prilazimo da bi stekli neko akademsko materialističko znanje. Pritom možemo misliti da je taj tip budala, a obično i je, ali mi mu platimo i samo zato da bi dobili to takozvano znanje.
He does not know the purpose of life and he cannot teach us.
On ne poznaje cilj, svrhu života i on nas ne može tome poučiti.
So that process cannot give us knowledge of self-realization.
Zato pomoću tog procesa ne možemo dobiti znanje o samospoznaji.
One approaches a spiritual teacher with respect and offering some service, not money.
Duhovnom učitelju prilazimo s poštovanjem i nudimo mu svoju službu, nastavimo ga služiti. Nudimo mu službu, a ne novac.
The spiritual master is impressed, or the spiritual teacher, or the leader, is impressed by the disciple's sincerity to know.
Duhovnog učitelja impresionira istina, istinoljubivost, iskrenost učenika, njegova iskrena želja za znanjem.
So when Suta Goswami, when he heard the questions of the sages, he became very, very happy.
Kada je Suta Goswami čuo pitanja mudraca, postao je jako sretan.
He said, Munaya sadhu prishtoham bhavadbir lokam mangalam yat krita krishna samprashno, that your questions are very nice because they concern the welfare of all living beings. You're not just asking for yourself, but you're asking for the benefit of everyone.
Rekao je, vaša su pitanja jako dobra, zato jer se tiču dobrobiti svih živih bića. Vi ih ne postavljate samo radi vlastite koristi, već za dobrobit svih.
And you're not asking questions how we can increase the tourist trade this year, or how we can, you know, become a member of NATO, or we're not asking materialistic questions, but you're asking yat krita krishna samprashno, questions in relationship to the absolute truth.
Vi ne postavljate pitanja o tome kako povećati turistički promet ove godine ili kako postati član NATO-a. Ne postavljate pitanja vezana uz materialističke teme, već ona koja se tiču apsolutne istine.
And therefore he says, yenatma supersedati. Such type of questions and answers are very satisfying to the soul.
I dalje onda kaže, takva vrsta pitanja i odgovora pruža veliko zadovoljstvo duši.
And then he goes on to explain, Savai pungsang paro dharmo yato bhaktirad hoksaje ahoitukya pratyata yayatma supersedati. Again, yayatma's atma supersedati, the same thing, that this will be satisfying to you as a spiritual being.
I zatim dalje objašnjava, To će pružiti zadovoljstvo vama kao duhovnom biću.
He explains that the para dharma, the highest occupation, the highest work, the most important activity that we have to do is to engage in devotional service to God.
On dalje objašnjava da je najviše zanimanje, najviši rad, najviša aktivnost kojom se možemo baviti je zaokupiti se služenjem Boga.
We are engaged in serving someone in this world anyway.
Nekoga u ovom svijetu i tako služimo.
Even the highest executive in the country gets elected because he convinces people that I will do more service than anyone else.
Čak se i predsjednici država biraju zato jer oni uspijevaju uvjeriti ljude da mogu da ih mogu najbolje služiti, bolje nego iko drugi.
So our nature is to render service. Everyone, that is called dharma, sanatan dharma, to render service to God.
Služenje je u našoj prirodi. To se zove dharma. Sanatana dharma je služenje Boga.
And then he goes on to explain Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayat Yashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yadhoitukam. The result of using your senses, your five knowledge acquiring senses, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, tactile sense, what did I miss? Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, tactile, that's five.
Ako iskoristite svoje osjetila za stjecanje znanja, oči, uši, nos, osjetilo dodira, jezik.
In the service of the master of the senses, Krishna or God,
za služenje gospodara osjetila, Krishna ili Boga,
the result will be that you will develop detachment from the world automatically.
Razvit ćete odvojenost od ovog svijeta, samo po sebi ćete to dogoditi.
Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasavarjam rasopyasya paramdrishtva nivartate. It's a fact that the objects of the senses are very sweet. We've been addicted to sense attraction and sense gratification for a long time, and it's hard to break that habit.
Činjenica je da su predmeti osjetila jako slatki. Mi smo već dugo vremena ovisnici o ugađanju osjetilima, i jako je teško promijeniti tu naviku.
But if someone is doing something, or say someone is eating something, say they're eating a potato, uncooked, without any butter.
Ali ako neko nešto radi, ili recimo ako nešto jede, na primjer ako jede sirovi krumpir bez maslaca.
And someone comes along and says, why don't you try this nice gulab jamun?
I onda se pojavi netko i kaže toj osobi što jede taj krumpir, zašto ne probaš ovaj gulab jamun?
Why don't you have a nice sweet ball? It's very tasty.
Zašto ne kušaš ovu slatku kuglicu? Vrlo je ukusna.
So for most people it's very easy to give up the lower taste and to accept the higher taste.
Za većinu je ljudi vrlo lako odbaciti niži ukus i prihvatiti taj viši ukus.
In Italy they say gusto superiore.
Italijani kažu gusto superiore.
They have one booklet called gusto superiore.
Na jednu knjigu s tim naslovom.
So when one develops attraction for serving God, then automatically he becomes detached from the world.
Kada nam se svidi služenje Boga, onda automatski postajemo odvojni od svijeta.
And jnanam, he also gets knowledge.
A isto tako stječemo znanje.
And that knowledge is ahoituki. In other words, we are not engaged in doing business with God.
Mi s Bogom ne sklapamo neki posao.
We are not after some material benefit.
Ne težimo za nekom materijalnom koristi.
So Sutta Goswami goes on to explain in the next verse, dharmasya hi apavargyasya nartho rutayo pakalpate nartasya dharmaikantasya kamo labhaya hi smritaha. Dharma should not be used. Dharma is meant, spiritual activity is meant for self-realization, to get out of the material world.
Sutta Goswami dalje objašnjava da su duhovne aktivnosti namijenjene za samospoznaju, kako bismo se izbavili iz ovog materijalnog svijeta.
Nartasya dharmaikantasya. One should never use any facility that he gets while performing dharma for sense gratification. That is a very foolish and sinful thing to do.
Pogodnosti koje steknemo obavljanjem dharme ne smijemo nikako iskoristiti za ugađanje svojim osjetilima. To je jako budalast čin i griješan.
And then Sutta Goswami says, kamasya nindriya prithir labo jiveta yavata jivasya tatta jigyasa nartho yascheha karma bi. All of life's energy, all of life's desires should be used to achieve this goal. It is the highest goal, it is within your reach, and it is sublime.
Svu životnu energiju i sve želje u životu treba iskoristiti za dostizanje tog cilja, tog najvišeg cilja koji nam je međutim dostupan i koji je uzvišen.
And then he goes on to explain a little bit about the different stages of self-realization.
Zatim Sutta Goswami dalje objašnjava o raznim stupnjevima samospoznaje.
He talks about Brahman realization or realization of the oneness of God.
Govori o spoznaji Brahmana ili spoznaji jedinstva s Bogom.
Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdite explains about Paramatma or God within the heart.
Zatim objašnjava o Paramatmi ili Bogu u srcu.
And then he talks about the Supreme Person, Bhagavan.
I potom govori o vrhovnoj osobi, Bhagavan.
The possessor of all opulences and the source of everything.
Koja posjeduje sva obilja i koja je izvor svega.
And then he talks a little bit about how to attain that. He explains a little bit about Varnashram Dharma.
I potom malo govori o tome kako to dostići, objašnjava Varnashrama Dharma.
Not really explaining, Varnashram is the social division of labor in the material world. He doesn't get deeply into it, but he just hints at it.
Zapravo ne objašnjava baš to podrobno. Varnashrama se odnosi na društvenu podjelu rada u materijalnom svijetu, tako da on to baš ne elaborira, nego daje samo neke nagovještaje o tome šta je to zapravo.
He says that ta humbir dvija shrestha Varnashrama vibhagasa svanustitasya dharmasya sangsidir haritoshanam. The goal of all the different varnas and ashramas is to satisfy Krishna, to satisfy God.
On kaže, cilj svih različitih varna i ashrama je pružiti zadovoljstvo Krishni, Bogu.
We are compared to the whole cosmos is compared to a tree, and we are the leaves and branches of the tree.
Cijeli kosmos se uspoređuje sa stablom, a mi smo lišće i grančice i grane tog stabla.
And Krishna is the root of the tree.
Krishna je korijen tog stabla.
So the way to satisfy all the leaves and branches and to nourish the whole tree is to pour water on the root of the tree.
Način na koji će sve lišće i sve grane biti zadovoljne je tako da se zalije korijen.
If I want to feed myself, once there was a discussion amongst the limbs of the body and they became envious of the stomach.
Jednom su se dijelovi tijela upustili u raspravu iz zavisti prema želucu.
So they all conspired that why should we always work so hard to gather food and then we just give it to the stomach and the stomach enjoys it. What is the use in that?
I svi su se urotili i pitali su se zašto mi trebamo tako naporno svi zajedno raditi da bi nabavili tu hranu i onda nakon toga je dajemo želucu. Kakva je korist od toga?
So then they all arranged that they would give the food to the hand, but then the hand would withhold it from the stomach and see how long the stomach could do without food.
I onda su se dogovorili da će hranu dati ruci, a ona je neće proslijediti dalje želucu i onda će vidjeti koliko dugo će on izdržati bez hrane.
So the legs and the arms and the hands were all feeling very proud of themselves. They were so smart. They were not going to feed the stomach.
Noge i ruke, svi udovi su se osjećali jako ponosni i mislili su kako su jako pametni i kako neće oni sad hraniti želudac.
So sure enough, the stomach started grumbling and growling.
I naravno, u želucu je počelo zabijati.
He was hungry.
Gladan.
But then the hand began to feel weak.
Ali onda je se ruka počela osjećati sve slabijom.
The legs did not feel like walking.
Nogama baš nije bilo do hodanja.
The brain couldn't work.
Mozak nije mogao raditi.
And pretty soon things got desperate.
I uskoro je sve došlo do ruba očaja.
And then finally they realized and they gave in. The strike was over.
I konačno su shvatili i odustali i štrajk je završio.
They fed the stomach and the whole body was nourished.
Nahranili su želudac i tako je hranu dobilo i cijelo tijelo.
So we're meant to serve Krishna, we're meant to serve God, and this knowledge is simply leading us, Suta Goswami is leading us to this idea.
Naša svrha je da služimo Boga, a svo ovo znanje koje nam prenosi Suta Goswami nas vodi do toga.
This is verse 15 in the first canto, second chapter. Yeah, you may need it. Yananudhyasina yukta karma granti nibandhanam chindanti kovidas tasya kona kuryat kataratim. Now here's the translation.
Can you repeat the verse?
1 to 15. That's what we read. We read 1 to 15 and it's on 15. Okay. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work or karma by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message?
S mačem u ruci, inteligentan čovjek sjeće vezujuće konope povratnog djelovanja, karme, sjećajući se božanske osobe. Prema tome, tko neće obratiti pažnju na njegovu poruku?
So this idea of a knot in the heart is mentioned in another place.
Ovaj čvor u srcu se spominje i na drugom mjestu.
It is stated, Pungsa striya mituni bhavame tat tayor mito hridaya grantim. The same thing, grantim here means not. Hridaya grantim ahu. Ato griha chetra sutapta vitayar janasya mohoya maham mameti. Because of our physical attraction to these bodies, offspring, we create byproducts. Children.
Yes.
And this takes place when a man and a woman are attracted to each other, and that doesn't take much doing.
To se događa kada muškarac i žena budu međusobno privuku jedan drugoga i za to ne treba puno truda.
It's natural.
To je prirodno.
And sometimes people in devotional service to Krishna we regulate our senses.
U predanom služenju Krišne reguliramo osjetila.
So we also regulate our sex life. We don't overindulge in anything. So people always say that, why do you want to regulate sex? It's natural. Yes, and so are children. Why do you want to regulate children with contraceptives and abortion and so many other nasty things? So, by this punksa striya, contact of male and female, the knot of material attachment becomes tightened.
Dodirom muškarca i žene sve se više učvršćuje čvor privrženosti materijalnom.
Generally, anything in this world, when it gives us some pleasure, we become attached to it.
Obično je tako da sve što nam u ovom životu pruži neko zadovoljstvo, neki užitak, to nas privuče, postajemo vezani za to i privrženi tome.
So, Krishna is saying that this knot within the heart, from this comes griha, a need for a house.
Od tog čvora u srcu potječe potreba za kućom.
A need for land, cetra.
Potreba za zemljom.
A need for children.
Potreba za djecom.
Not a need for, they come automatically. And so many other paraphernalia to support a household. We are trying to get some sunlight here and for our health, and we also, swimming is a very good exercise. So I go to the beach every day. You can see I got a nice tan. So I see every day all these householders coming down to the beach. But, you know, I go with a little towel and, you know, something to lie on, that's it. And I, you know, bathe in the sun and swim and go home.
Svaki dan vidim te obiteljske ljude kako dolaze na plažu. Ja na plažu vidim sa jednim malim ručnikom, znači na kući sjest, samo se okupam i proplivam i vratim se doma.
But they come with their umbrellas and with their chairs and with their little tiny swimming pools for their kids to swim in and all these little toys you know, these things that they put around the kids' arms to keep them afloat, and they got hundreds of things just to have a little sunbath.
Ali oni dolaze sa sobom na stotine raznoraznih stvari. Nose svoje suncobrane, stolice, nekakve male bazene za djecu, pa onda one stvari što im stave na ruke da bi djeca plivala. Brdo toga dolaze. Samo da bi se malo sunčalo.
So, I mean, this happens. It happens everywhere in the world. So this creates a tight knot of affection, a big anchor in the shore. So Prabhupada explains here in the purport. We'll just finish this purport and then sum up. The contact of the spiritual spark. Actually, you read it in
Prabhupada u komentaru to objašnjava. Dotik duhovne iskre s materijalnim elementima stvara čvor koji moramo presjeći ako se želimo osloboditi od djelovanja posljedica koristoljubnog djelovanja. Oslobođenje označava slobodu od kruga povratnog djelovanja i samo po sebi prati onoga tko se stalno sjeća transcendentalnih zabava božanske osobe. To je zato što su sve djelatnosti svevišnjeg gospodina, njegove lile, transcendentalne prema gunama, vezujućim silama materijalne energije. Duhovne djelatnosti su sve privlačne i zbog toga stalno druženje s duhovnim djelatnostima središnjeg gospodina postupno produhovljuje uvjetovanu dušu i konačno presjeca čvor materijalne privrženosti. Oslobođenje od privrženosti materijalnom je dakle popratni ishod predanog služenja. Stjecanje duhovnog znanja nije dovoljno da osigura oslobođenje. Tako se znanje mora zaodjeti predanim služenjem, tako da konačno prevlada jedino predano služenje. Tada je oslobođenje moguće. Čak i rad koristoljubnih radnika koje ostavlja posljedice može osobu dovesti do oslobođenja ako se zaodjene bhakti jogom. Karma zaodjenuta predanim služenjem se naziva karma yoga. Slično tome, iskustveno znanje zaodjeveno predanim služenjem naziva se jnana yoga. Ali čista bhakti yoga ne ovisi o takvoj karmi jnani, zato što jedina može ne samo podariti nekome oslobođenje od uvjetovanog života, već i darovati transcendentalno služenje prepuno ljubavi prema gospodinu. Stoga svaki razuman čovjek koji je iznad prosječnog čovjeka sa siromašnim fondom znanja mora se neprestano sjećati božanske osobe stalno slušajući o njoj, slaveći je, sjećajući je se i uvijek je obožavajući. To je savršeni put bhakti yoga. Goswami Vrindavana, koje je Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ovlastio da propovijedaju kult bhakti, strogo su se pridržavali ovog pravila i za našu dobrobit su napisali ogromnu književnost o transcendentalnoj znanosti. Zacrtali su puteve za sve klase ljudi koji pripadaju različitim kastama i redovima života, sljedeći učenje Šrimad Bhagavatama i drugih sličnih ovlaštenih svetih spisa.
So to summarize, human life, our life is temporary. Time is very short and life is temporary.
Naš život je jako kratak. Život je privremen i imamo malo vremena na raspolaganju.
We do have emotions.
Mi imamo osjećaje.
Devotees also have feelings. Devotees feel love, they feel affection. Devotees feel compassion. Devotees feel sometimes sorrow when they lose the association of another devotee. They feel very distressed. We have emotions, and these emotions cannot be denied. But we have to guide ourselves in life by taking knowledge from self-realized souls.
Ali u životu moramo napredovati tako što ćemo prihvatiti znanje od samospoznatih duša.
Otherwise, we will be bound to this world again and have to suffer the same cycle, old age, disease, death, and rebirth continuously.
Inače ćemo ostati vezani za ovaj materijalni svijet i morat ćemo neprestano prolaziti ispaštajući kroz taj isti krug rođenja, starenja, oboljevanja i umiranja.
No matter how you try to make it nice, you can't make the bathroom nice.
Bez obzira koliko god pokušavali uljepšati kupaonicu, ona zapravo ne može baš biti jako lijepa.
There will always be a bad smell.
Uvijek će u njoj biti neugodan miris.
You can put a fan.
Možete staviti unutra neki ventilator.
You can put some of your favorite incense.
Možete staviti unutra neke od vaših najomiljenijih incensa.
You can put different flavored camphor.
Različite mirišljave, različitih kampo, različitih mirisa.
You can keep the window open.
Možete staviti prozor otvoren.
But invariably, unless you become like Judd Barrett, where your stool smells like roses, it's going to have a bad smell, the bathroom. You can't avoid that.
Ali ako ne postanete, osim ako ne postanete kao Judd Barrett, čiji je izmet mirisao kao ruže, onda je neizbježno da će u toj vašoj kupaoni smrdjeti.
You should finish your business quickly and get out. You're not meant to spend a long time in the bathroom.
Čim prije morate obaviti to što trebate već obaviti u kupaonici i izbrisati odatle.
So as we raise our family, as we raise our children, as we develop friendships and relationships, we should always keep this in mind.
To uvijek treba imati na umu. Dok odgajamo svoju djecu, dok se bavimo s obitelju ili dok razvijamo odnose sa prijateljima i rođacima.
We must constantly remind ourselves. We must keep association with people who remind us.
Moramo se neprestano na to podsjećati i moramo se družiti sa ljudima koji nas na to podsjećaju.
This material world is a temporary place full of various kinds of miseries, but there is a place in the kingdom of God where we are Satchit Ananda.
Ovaj materijalni svijet je privremeno mjesto prepuno različitih vrsta nevolja i nesreća, ali postoji mjesto u koje mi pripadamo, gdje, koje je Satchit Ananda.
And of all the species of life, the human form of life is the highest stage of evolution of consciousness. We should take advantage of it and perfect our lives.
Ljudski oblik života je najviši stupanj razvoja svjesnosti i trebamo to iskoristiti da bismo svoj život učinili savršenim.
With sword in hand, we have to cut that knot.
Mačem u ruci trebamo presjeći taj čvor.
What is that sword? The sword of knowledge.
Što je taj mač? To je mač znanja.
The sword of devotional service, which gives us a higher taste.
Mač predanog služenja koji nam pruža viši ukus.
It's not negative, it's positive. It's absolutely positive.
To nije ništa negativno, već je pozitivno, apsolutno je pozitivno.
The power of absolutely positive thinking.
Moć apsolutno pozitivnog razmišljanja.
Along with prana, it can do wonders for you. No.
Zajedno s pranom može učiniti čuda.
Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ji ki jai. Do I have 1 minute for one question? We'll sneak in 2 or 3 if you allow 1 second. Any questions or comments?